BMW. The 77%. Hello and welcome to the 77% show on DW, where we focus on issues affecting the African youth. I am your host, Isaac Kanleji, and we are broadcasting this edition of the show from Ghana's capital, Accra. Today's topic is quite interesting because we will be looking at why young men nowadays are into growing beards. Is there a connection between beards and radicalization? Those are some of the issues that I will be discussing with my panel a little later. And what's Ugandan women preference? Men with beards or not?
I love beards. Like, they look nice. They make every guy look nice. So I really say a guy with beards is a man. The one without beards is a boy.
I dislike them and I can never date a guy with a huge beard because they are gross when you're kissing. The beard gets in your mouth and teeth and everything. I don't like them. They're ugly and disgusting.
A very hot topic indeed. You can also be part of the show. Just head on to our Facebook page, DW Africa, and let us know what you think. Welcome back to the show. Now, if you are just joining us, this is the 77% show on DW, and today we are talking about young men and beards. I'm sure it's not only me who has noticed that more and more young African men are growing beards nowadays. Now, in the past, wearing long beards was often seen as a sign of being unhygienic, especially among conservative Africans. In fact, in some extreme cases, someone could be denied a job opportunity based on their facial appearance. But things have changed. To discuss the topic, I'm joined by young brilliant minds here in Ghana. Fifi Brew is the digital media expert who grows his beard. Then Daniel Latte is a pastor who has just recently started growing his beard. And the last male on the panel is Ajete Sowa, who is not growing his beard, and he is a lecturer. I also have on the panel Nana Ama, a journalist. She is the only female to bring her perspective to bear.
It's time for a debate.
So let me start with you, Fifi. Why do you grow your beard?
Personally, I keep my beard because when I shave, I get these bumps. And then secondly, I mean, it makes me look good. Thirdly, my woman likes it. She likes to play with my beard and all that, yeah.
So your woman likes to play with your beard, and that's why you keep growing your beard. Did she tell you why she loves the beard, apart from playing with it?
I think she also shares my view that it makes me look good. I mean, when I take off my beard, my face appears very, very smallish, and then she complains about the fact that, I mean, I look very smallish and all that.
For you, Daniel, why are you growing your beard?
I think it's natural for a man to keep a beard. I mean, one, it gives you that masculine face and that fearful face, you know, so that at least one, you are identified as a man. And what really makes you handsome? Sometimes it really adds up because you get some ladies complimenting you for the nice shapes you got.
So is your wife happy with you growing beard?
That's a very big question. Well, she's not complained, but I think she wouldn't want it too much.
Ajita, you've heard from Fifi and Daniel. For you, why are you not growing your beard?
It is not something that I've fancied for a very long time. Personally, I don't think it enhances my looks. And so what I do is to regularly trim my beard. I visit the barber almost every week to have it trimmed because when it grows, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't think it enhances my looks in any way.
Others say that it also makes them look more mature when they are out there and they are giving respect. I wonder whether you face any reaction like that without your beard.
No, I don't think that having a beard could give an indication of how mature someone is at all. So I have not experienced that kind of situation before where, because I don't have a beard and someone tends to look down upon you, you are immature or you have not attained a certain age because of the simple fact that you are not having a beard, no.
You are married. Does your wife love someone with beards or not?
I think she loves me without it because anytime I return from the barber, I hear very good comments, you know, compliment from her about how nice I'm looking because I've had a trim. So I don't think in that way my wife would want to have me with a beard, no.
Let me come to the only female on the panel who has been listening carefully to the men talk. We just want to bring her perspective to bear also on the conversation. So Nana, tell me about guys in beard. What do you make of it?
It depends on the guy, how he looks. If he is bigger, slim, round face, slim face, it depends on how the guy is.
What do you mean by it depends?
Some look good in beard, some do not. Yes. So, I mean, it's a personal preference.
For you personally, Nanama, do you like guys who grow beards and why?
I don't mind. I think that a guy must be able to confidently wear whatever he has. If it's a beard he's wearing, he must be able to wear it with confidence. You know, the same with clothing, the same with a haircut or something like that.
For guys who don't look good in beards, what should they do? What would be your advice for them?
As I said, always keep it trim and neat. So if you don't have a barber, you can buy some clippers for yourself and make sure that every few days you keep trimming it down, making sure that it looks good.
Now tell me this, have you had anyone approach you, Fifi, and said to you that, my brother, just take off the beard?
Funny enough, the only person who goes like, aren't you going to take off your beard? Aren't you going to take off your beard is my mom. My mom and then my dad. He's not really a fan of me keeping my beard. And my mom too.
And why do you think your parents wanted the beard off?
My dad sees my beard as, I mean, he sees people with very weird beards and he goes like, so are you going to keep your beard to this extent? And at what point in time are you considering taking it off? Because at some point in time, it's either you take it off completely or, I mean, just do something about it. But I am not in support of you keeping your beard and all that.
It's Devon. Yeah. 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 It's Devon, baby. Yeah.
You are still listening to the 77% show on DW from Accra, Ghana, with me, Isaac Kanleji, your host, and I have been engaging some young people in Ghana on the topic of men growing their beards and the reasoning behind it and the implications. We will soon return to continue this conversation. But let's now go to Uganda and hear what's young women preference, men with beards or without.
When I see a guy with beards, I automatically think that person is not very clean. Beards looks funny. They look caring.
If I see a person with a beard, I think it's lovely. It's beautiful. I don't really see any problem with it, honestly. Maybe when it's too long, you know. But if you make it look beautiful and also clean, leave it clean, I think it's okay.
I really don't have a problem because I love beards. Like, they look nice. They make every guy look nice. So I wouldn't really have a big issue with it. In fact, I would say, like, men that don't have beards are boys. I would see them as boys because what differentiates you from a woman? If I cut off my hair and a man cut off their hair and we all don't have beards, what's the difference? So I'd really say a guy with beards is a man. The one without beards is a boy.
I dislike them and I can never date a guy with a huge beard because they are gross when you're kissing. The beard gets in your mouth and teeth and everything. I don't like them. They're ugly and disgusting. Plus soup. Soup gets stuck in the beard and stuff. I don't like them. I hate them. Small or big, I don't like them.
They look at something like that as something trending and everyone wants to go for it. Even when they don't have, they'll struggle at least to have the little they can grow in order to keep in the group of those who are trending. And I think it's Western culture. They mostly see it from the celebrities, the musicians, and they think those are their role models. Whatever those guys have or whatever they do is something they value and what they think is trending. And when they do that, they believe they're in a certain class that no other person can be.
It's just a way of them being swaggerific. That's one way of saying, hey, look at me, I'm cool, you know. And it's also another way of them telling you that keeping a beard does not necessarily mean you have to be untidy. You can have your nice beard, keep it neat, and, you know, attractive. It gives you marks.
To me, I see it as something that is weird. How do you, you know, clean yourself? I don't think it's a good thing to grow your beard. Better to keep them short and clean. It is a trend, yes, but it's not a very good trend. So let's give an example. If you walk into a very good office, would they give you a job with that long beard? No. Definitely, they will tell you first cut off your beard and come back and get the job. So me, it doesn't look good at all. I just don't like it.
Very interesting views from Uganda on the issue of men growing their beards. Well, at least they were balanced, because I am one of those men who don't grow beards, and I like it that way. You are listening to the 77% Show on DW with me, Isaac Kanleji. Now, before we continue with the debate on the topic, let me read some of your comments that have come through our Facebook page, DW Africa. Ifeanyi Arinze in Nigeria says, I keep my beards because shaving irritates my skin. Imran Abdulmalik Adieza in Gambia says, the ladies love it. Why would you speak on behalf of the ladies? Speak for yourself, man. Osal Kofi says, it's because of the increasing bald-headed youth. When the hair on the head is gone, they still want to have some under the chin. Let me now turn to my panelists for the main debate on the issue here in Accra. I saw how Fifi Brew, Jiti Sowa, Daniel Lati, and Nanama for the conversation. Let's now focus on the association between growing beard and also radicalization. What people make of the link between these two, growing your beard and radicalization. Fifi, you first.
Hair on your face or your beard shouldn't define you. It shouldn't be something that you define. I mean, it has to do with your individual personality and how you come across. But, I mean, there should be a way of going about your beard that will not appear as though you're a radical or something. I mean, you could just get it trimmed very nice and all that. Yeah, but, I mean, people should not judge other people based on their beard. No, I think it's very wrong.
In this contemporary world, it will be erroneous, it will be stereotyping to really say someone has kept a beard and so you'd want to associate the person to a particular group of people. No, it's wrong, because then there is the flags, what we say, it's flags. So there's a flags part of it where you'd want to keep it. So yes, it's come to me, I've heard people say, but I don't really hold that view.
It is a wrong mentality. The growth of the beard does not have any bearing at all on the actions that someone engages in. So I don't subscribe to that idea at all, no.
And now quickly, just share your thoughts with me on this subject. What do you make of it? Radicalization and growing beards.
There may be a person who is a radical with a beard. There may be a person who's a Christian with a beard. There may be a person who's a Muslim with a beard. There may be a person who is an atheist with a beard. So it just depends. It's a personal thing. Yeah.
Let's now talk about the cost of maintaining or growing beards for men. You've mentioned, Fifi, for example, about how your girl likes the beard. And of course, you also want to have the beard for a particular reason. Is it expensive keeping it this way and maintaining it?
No, it's not expensive. When you just go and get a shave at the barbers, you just make them trim it a little bit. It's not expensive.
But if you have taken the beard off, do you think it would have made you less of a man or otherwise?
The beard doesn't make you more of a man or less of a man. I mean, it has to do with your own traits and how you behave as a human being and how matured you come across. But I don't think it would have made me any less of a man. The beard is just complimentary or just to compliment my face. I mean, nothing more.
I just let it go. Anytime I go to the barbers, I just have it trimmed. But it's not really something I do focus on. But hey, anytime I get it trimmed, I get compliments.
Is it cost-wise? Is it okay you keeping it? Some may just pull it off. But sometimes, even if you don't go to barber, you may want to just go to barbering shop to just trim the beard. Is that something that you do? I'm just wondering whether there's some cost involved.
5 cedis just for trimming the beard.
And that is what Daniel is referring to is like a dollar.
A dollar, yes. Just equivalent to a dollar. I would rather pay that than do it at home because it wouldn't look nice. And trust me, I think it's all about enhancement. It gives you that feel, that confidence to walk out there. I mean, when you've got a very nice trimmed beard. And so I would rather pay like a dollar to have it trimmed than to use this razor blade at home and then get it messed up.
You said that growing a beard actually gives you that maturity in terms of how you look. I'm wondering, without a beard, would it make any difference?
If you look at my face carefully, if you look at me, imagine I've taken off all this hair. I'm sure I'm going to look like a 15-year-old boy or something, you know. And so, yes, it goes a very long way to adapt to who I've become or who I am.
For you, Ajiti, does it cost you a lot of money to not to grow the beard because you have to go to the barbering shop, you have to shave it? Just share with me any cost implications trying to look this way without growing beard.
So if I have both my hair and the beard trimmed, that's about 10 cedis.
Which is about $2.
Which is about $2. But if I want only my beard trimmed, I spend about 5 cedis on that. And I do that every week. So every week I go to the barber to have it trimmed. So in a month, it means I'm spending 20 cedis on my beard. That should give you about $4. Yes, $4. So that's how much I spend to have it trimmed on a monthly basis.
So whether you grow the beard or not, there's still some cost implications.
There is that cost implication, certainly.
For how long are you going to keep shaving the beards? Are you going to one day grow it? Maybe when you don't have the money to shave them?
Well, sometimes not only because of financial reasons, but sometimes you may not even have the time to visit the barber to have it trimmed. And obviously, that puts you in an uncomfortable situation because you would want to have that trimmed because of how you'd want to look and all that. And so it's not only about the money, but sometimes in because of some other reasons, you may not be able to have it trimmed. But once I have the opportunity to do that, I'm not sure I can stop just to grow a beard because I think it will enhance my looks. No, certainly no.
Well, that's all time will permit us for this debate. I want to thank my panelists for their views on the subject. Daniel Latte, a pastor who grows beards. He also had Fifi Brew, a digital media expert. Ajiti Sowai is a lecturer and Nanama is a journalist. It has been an interesting conversation and I am sure you also enjoyed it as I did. You can listen to this edition of the 77% program again by visiting dw.com/Africa. For more content on the 77%, check out our YouTube videos on DW Africa 77% and let us know what kind of stories you would like us to feature. I am Isaac Kaleji in Accra. Until next time, goodbye and Midasi, which means thank you in the Akan language here in Ghana. Things are bad for you, they must be beautiful like you.